This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A Philadelphia City Council Committee hearing on the Sixers arena proposal is set for this morning. Members are expected to vote on a series of bills, and if those bills are approved, they go to the full council, and a final vote could be just days away. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Center City this morning with more on this. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, this is a committee of a whole hearing, so all council members are part of this, and if they approve the arena bills, like you mentioned, then we're looking like there could be a final vote next Thursday. This hearing was delayed twice, actually, last week, as Council President Kenyatta Johnson said members were having what he called productive talks with the Sixers. One of the big sticking points is the amount of money the organization will be putting into the Community Benefits Agreement, or CBA. This is the money that would go towards the communities, including Chinatown, most affected by the arena, 76th place. The Sixers' plan has been to chip in $50 million. There has been talk that council wanted $10 million more. The Inquirer is now reporting that Council President Kenyatta Johnson could bring that up to $100 million, and it would essentially be an ultimatum. Now, that would still be well short of the $300 million that community groups want to see. So we'll see what kind of numbers are thrown out today and what comes out of this. Arena opponents say the project would be a nightmare for Chinatown. It would cause massive traffic jams that delay people from getting emergency care at places like Jefferson Hospital. Arena advocates, including Mayor Parker Carroll, say it'll bring jobs and a whole lot of tax revenue. So the arguments have remained the same. But again, we'll see what happens here at this committee meeting, at the committee hearing today at council.
Hinges on the money. All right. Thanks, Tim.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.